Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then blue bump and get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your family.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, podcast listeners.
I was going to say that.
I beat you to it.
Yes. Hello, podcast listeners. We're doing pretty good right now. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for another episode of By the By.
We're on holiday, so yes. That's what we're going to talk about is our holiday so far and the upcoming part of our holiday, which we're both really excited about. So you're listening to me at probably one of the most relaxed moments.
Ever?
Possibly ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, well, for the podcast, because most of the time I'm stressed out.
That's true. You
I'm always stressed out. That's my normal state.
Yeah.
Other than confusion.
For everyone else out there, if you hear a lot of background noise, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because we're in Daintree Rainforest, and it is currently raining, as you would imagine.
Yeah, in the rainforest. I know. Figure. Holy shit, that actually happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to hear a lot of shh, and it's not us telling you to be quiet. It's the rainforest.
Yes.
So we started this podcast, actually, we're in this little bungalow in the middle of the jungle, and we have this really great balcony that overlooks, you know, the rainforest and sort of a gorge.
And a little creek.
And a little creek. And we were and it's all screened in, and that's awesome. And we were going to podcast out there, but it was so loud when we listened to it, it honestly sounded like we were recording in a shower. In a cubicle shower cubicle.
We almost are, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So we moved inside. Ugh, the things we do for you lovely folk.
The sacrifices we make.
The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
It is.
We are wearing our preparation holiday clothing.
Yeah.
Would you like to discuss your lovely ensemble that you have on?
So we are both trying on bits and pieces for our costumes for the upcoming holiday.
Yes, which we'll talk about. But what are you wearing currently? Because that's what people really want to know. Like, they want to know. I'm putting questions into the minds and mouths of podcast listeners. And they say, Mrs. Adam, when you do a podcasting, what do you wear? What puts you in the podcasting mood? So right now, what are you wearing?
So when we were outside and going to podcast, we were both naked. However, we've moved inside and there's a ceiling fan. And me being me, I like the ceiling fan above me, but I want a buffer between me and it. So I have on a very loose, I don't know, short-sleeved boat neck t-shirt that's just kind of hanging around.
It's hot.
It puts a layer of material between myself and the ceiling fan.
Yeah. And what's on your bottoms?
I have nothing on my bottoms.
I'm sorry. I can feel myself
while we're talking.
Ooh.
And hopefully, as I feel myself, our listeners can also feel themselves.
Oh, they can feel you feeling you.
Yes.
Or they can feel themselves feeling you. That's probably...
Yes.
I think more people
want to
do that.
There we go. We'll go with that one.
Yeah, more people want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm wearing nothing. I am buck naked.
Do you not still have your costume bit on?
No, I took my costume bit off.
Oh, you did.
I did. See, it's right there. Uh-huh. So we'll get to this. We're moving. We're going to be moving slowly because both of us, we're almost a bottle of wine in. But I actually feel pretty sharp. Anyway, but we had a piece of costume for the upcoming adventures that I just tried on. And
this was a last-minute addition that we had not planned on.
Literally last second.
Yes.
We bought it day before yesterday while we were already on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it, and Mrs. Adam was like, oh my God, you need to get that, put that on.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I did, and it's kind of funny, and I think I'll be wearing it on the first night. That's a hint. That's the only hint you're getting, people. We'll promise to send pictures later, but right there.
Okay, so.
Do we want to talk about what just happened?
We will talk about that.
Today?
All right, let's do that first, and then we'll get on to our holiday.
I was going to say, because, yeah. I mean, we can skip what just happened.
No, let's do it.
But I feel like that was kind of a monumental step for both of us.
It was. All right, let's do it.
What just happened?
Mr. Adam got his girl on. Well, he tried.
It hurts. we got into this beautiful, lovely little bungalow, and I jokingly said, let's get naked and have sex. Oh, I didn't jokingly say that. I stated we should get naked and have sex. And I said, but first I have to pee. And what did you say?
I said, well, why don't you pee on me? And we'll try the golden shower thing again. Because the shower is, it's big enough for two. It's a lovely shower with the rain head, the rain thing.
And it's got a stick wand thing, like a massaging masturbator shower head wand.
Yeah. And so when Mr. Adams said he had to pee, I was like, well, why don't we try the golden shower thing? In all seriousness, because most of you constant listeners anyway know that we've tried the golden shower thing in jest when we were first dating.
We were drunk.
Yes, and it was late at night outside of the beach house. It wasn't a serious attempt.
No, it was.
And so I was like, well, why don't we do, you know, you can play the girl kind of dominant role and I can be the submissive and you can pee on me because he's the one that had to pee. And
I mean, logic.
Right.
Ipso facto.
Right. And so we decided to give that a go and like in a bit of seriousness and see if it would work for us.
Yeah. And so we talked about ahead of time, like we always say, you know, you set up these boundaries and these rules, I guess. And we talked about on a scale of 1 to 10, how verbally abusive do you want me to be? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how physically abusive do you want to be? Then we did the where I could check in with her and, you know, are you okay? And she would respond with green light, yellow light, or red light.
Yeah.
And then she could stop it at any time by saying pineapple. Okay. So I feel like that's a lot of preparation, but...
And we also
It's the seven Ps.
We also talked about not just... That's more limits in preparation, but we also talked about a bit of a scenario.
True.
And this is what's happening around what we're going to do. And that way... Because you're not naturally dominant, really.
No, not really.
And so that way it gave you a bit of a, not a script to go off of, but at least an idea as to where to go with things. So we did talk about a scenario as well.
Yeah, so we, the numbers she gave me was 7 for verbal and 5 for physical.
Mm-hmm.
Which I will be honest, I'm much better at physical than I am at verbal, which isn't saying much, to be honest. I mean, that's also like saying I'm a great baseball player. I'm not.
Would you like me to grade where you actually were?
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh my God, that would be great. Okay, so you told me to be, and I did hold back the physical. I always hold back physical. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you because I know I've got that Jekyll and Hyde that I'm always afraid that I'll flip a switch and I, okay, verbal on a scale of 1 to 10, you told me to be a 7. What did I make it up to?
4.5.
Ooh, I actually think that was bad. I guaranteed myself 3. So excellent. Either we have completely different standards or, okay, and physical?
I would have put it at about a 3.
Okay, good to know because there was a couple of times I really wanted to be a little rougher with you. And there was a couple.
Are we going to talk specifics? Because I can give specifics.
Yeah, actually, if you want.
Okay.
Is this going to be end up being a completely different podcast?
Well, hell, it might be. I don't know. We'll see. So when it comes to the verbal, obviously, I think you could go a lot further. And I tried to even prompt you a little bit.
I know. And that made it worse.
Did it?
Yeah. It made it hard because you said stuff and I'm like, I wanted to just be like, shut up.
Well, you should have. But, that would have totally gone with it.
I know. But then you're going to then. So and we've talked about this with other partners I've had. That whole brat play. I don't get that. And so if I'd said shut up and you had become the brat and said, no, or make me, I'd have been like, ah. Oh.
Fair enough. But A, we weren't doing brat play.
I know.
B, I don't do the brat thing well at all. I'm just working on the submissive thing. The brat thing is this whole other world I cannot fathom. So you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
So in the future.
Noted.
And then as far as the physical goes, so for the listeners, we won't get into all the specifics, but... you know, Mr. Adam was, there was a bit of him telling me what to do and, you know, some spanking and whatnot. And then he did end up peeing on me as part of, you know, me
spoiler
being...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, as part of me being, you know, bad and whatever. But then he turned... Then afterwards, he called it. He called Pineapple before I did.
I did.
And then after... So after he peed on me, we turned on the shower to clean off. I expected that to be part of the play, and part of your torture was that cold water, you know, when you first turn the shower on and it's cold, and even you keeping it there.
Oh, that seems mean, though. I thought about that. I will say, part of me thought about it. I was like, that... Oh, no, that's mean.
But I was totally expecting that as part of it.
I even had you back up so you wouldn't get cold. I even turned it to the wand and pointed it away from you so you wouldn't get cold. I'm such a bad dom.
Yeah, so therefore, that's why I expected a lot more. Not just, like, from the spanking kind of physical, but even that kind of physical torture and the cold water.
Okay, I'll note that for the future times. You know? I'll try to do that. I'll try to be better.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just saying that's what I expected.
I want to do it. If that's something that you like and you want to experience, I want to try to be part of that. It's just so difficult. So I will say, you know, we started off with, I thought, okay, I can do this in a, let's sort of submit her or make her submissive by making her groom me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was a little Wookiee-ish. So I got the clippers out and had you clean, you know, clipper me. And while that, again, seems like a great idea and probably looks great on film, it was kind of painful because the clippers, if not used right, if not held in the right position, they scratch. It's like dragging a comb across your junk, which I didn't like that. But then we took the clippers off, and again, I used you. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Let's shave around the old, you know, ass sack and crack. So I gave the clippers to you, and I thought, oh, this is degrading. She's squatting down. I'm bent over in front of her with my cheeks spread. I mean, this to me, for me, is extremely degrading. Was it or was it not?
Not for me, because I take the more scientific viewpoint of this. Just like, I wanted to make sure to get just the right hairs, you know, shaven off, but not too far out, because you don't want it to look weird than, you know, when your cheeks aren't spread. So it was more
when are my cheeks not spread? When are they not spread? I mean,
well,
seriously.
That's a fair point. Okay, fine. And also for me, because I don't use clippers on myself.
Right.
So I don't know, and this is just an experience and practice thing that we should probably practice more.
That was thunder, ladies and gents.
Yeah. But if we're going to do this more often, I should practice more. But I'm more used to using a razor. And so I think I even said at some point, I would be more comfortable using a razor on you just because that's what I know from using it on myself.
Absolutely. And
but I can see where that would be scary for you.
that's a big nope. Thank you very much. Yeah. I don't even razor myself except my testicles. Okay. I'll razor my balls. Yeah. But I don't razor definitely not the ass because I can't see it.
I wish you could see Mr. Adam right now.
Get my foot up like that. Oh, I got fuzz. I found fuzz.
I feel like we should move on.
Okay, sorry. So let's get to the quick point. So one of the things I did like was you kept saying, which did help me, was saying you were dirty. I'm like, oh, I know how to clean you. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can clean you with my hose. I didn't say that, but that was in my head. I didn't say it because it sounds goofy. And so, yeah, pushed you down. And then I will say, as soon as we started backtrack, let's go back in time a bit. You said, let's do this. And I was like, all right, cool. And then you said, oh, I've got to get something out of the car. So you went to get the other suitcase out of the car. I drank four glasses of water because I thought, all right, if we're going to do this, I am going to be fucking loaded. And so by the time we were in the shower, I was about to explode. So the whole time I'm like, I can't do this like immediately. We got to build up to it.
Right, right.
And finally I was like, all right, I can't do this. So they're like, you gave the perfect out, you know, I'm dirty. I'm like, yeah, you are. Get down. And you did. And then I started peeing and it was just like, number one, it's really hard to focus on anything when you pee. And I will challenge anyone out there to, when you start peeing, do the alphabet backwards.
Try and keep the dirty talk going.
Try to do anything that involves your cognitive ability. It's sort of like an orgasm. As soon as it starts happening, you're just like, oh my gosh, this feels good. And you can't do anything else. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, and you're like, oh yeah, it's that you like cleaning me off. And I'm like, no, I'm just like fucking pissing. Shh, shh, shh. I'm peeing. That's basically how it went. Then I honestly think if you had timed me, I honestly think I peed for about 30 seconds.
There was a lot of pee.
It was like at least
a
half to three quarters of a liter of pee. Yeah. It was a lot of pee. And so I sprayed it across your chest. And we had rules, no face and hair, which I wouldn't do anyway. And then my problem is the smell. Because that's why I turned the shower on immediately and called it. Because I was like, once you were peed on, I didn't want to touch you. Like, I don't want to kiss you. I don't want to touch you. You're gross now. I love you, but you're gross. You're going to have to clean up.
But I'm your gross.
I don't pee on me. I don't pee on me and then masturbate. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. It's gross. So for me, and I'm not judging. There's no judgment here. It did it for me.
Yeah.
So I guess then we showered. I called it. We showered. We talked, and then we came out here and had sex. Would we do it again? I can honestly say I had enough fun to do it again. Like on a scale of, let's do the scale of 1 to 10 thing. On a scale of 1 to 10. I was really uncomfortable with the dirty talk, although I understand that it should probably not be silent because then it's just miming, and mimes having sex, I think is creepy. So unless we do a cosplay Marcel Marceau kind of thing, I don't think it'll work for quiet. So I'm going to have to come up with that. I'll work on that. The physical stuff, I can crank that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Someday I want to try to I want to make you say the pineapple. All
right.
But that also scares me. And then the peeing thing was actually kind of fun. I actually kind of enjoyed it. It was gross. So I think what we should do is maybe next time we set it up where we do it after. Once we're done with sex, then we go into the, because I often have to pee after sex anyway. We go into the shower and I'm like, I'm gonna hose you off. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so how about you? Oh, sorry. Overall, scale of 1 to 10, it was a solid 4, which isn't a bad thing. It's just, like, it's interesting enough. Like, the first time we did it was a 1.
Yeah. I would agree with a 4 to 5 for me. It's enough that if someone wanted to do it, I would give it a go. But again, I'm not the best submissive out there. I'm trying to work on that a little bit with you, just so you can be a bit more sure.
Yeah, so let's work on the best submissive with the worst dom.
Awesome. But at the same time, I also think it would be interesting to try it with roles reversed, where I peed on you.
I'd give that a go, yeah. But then would you want to touch me afterwards?
In a serious kind of way, not like how we did it the first time. Yeah.
Like we just did.
Yeah.
Roles reversed.
Yeah.
I'm okay to
give
that a go.
So I would be curious to try that and see how that differs and just, you know, where it goes from there.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So we just rambled on for a long time. Sorry, ladies and gents.
Sorry. But that's what holidays are for, is exploring new things and trying different stuff.
And I wanted to talk about it while it's still really fresh in our minds. Yeah. Because, it's still really fresh, including the smell.
Like 30 minutes ago.
Like 30 minutes ago, yeah.
And so I do have to say that you were talking about the smell. And for me, in staying in the role, I can ignore that and get past it and keep going, except that you called it. And so for me, once you called it and then I'm, you know, out of that and back to reality, my thought is, as you're peeing on me, what does this smell like? Because, you know, urine always has a scent, or almost always, unless you've been just chugging a lot of water.
Right. Which
and, I tried to do. And so for me, the smell was that of Super Golden Crisps, the cereal, which we've not had. So
in ages.
Well, in a week or so. I had it when we were at home.
Not Super Golden Crisp. We have sweet and puffed meat. Thank you, Straya.
Australian version
of... it's not Super Golden Crisp. They try. They fail. Anyway. Right.
But my guess is it was the sweetness from... we've had some Riesling this afternoon. So from the wine. Yeah. It's probably that. But I didn't really notice the smell until you called it. And then it's like, oh, okay. Well, now we're back to reality. So now I can think about those things.
Would you have preferred me to have you wash yourself off, then wash me off, and then we come out and have sex?
I don't know. That would have been one way to go, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll talk. We can work this out and do it again.
We're going to workshop it.
We'll workshop it. We'll get back to y'all. All right. So, what are we actually talking about now that we've rambled on for
the whole reason that we're on holiday.
Oh, yes. That's right. Why are we on holiday?
Yeah. So, we're going to Passion in Paradise. Which is...
We're already in paradise.
We are already in paradise.
We are 50% of the way there.
Yes. So Passion in Paradise is a swingers takeover of a beachfront resort in Queensland. And in the, from my understanding anyway, this is the first time we've gone.
Yes.
But from my understanding, they do the, it's a long weekend, so Thursday to Monday takeover. And it's always been one weekend, I think generally in October probably,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, and it's a long weekend, so yeah. It's a Thursday through Monday.
I just said that.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I drifted off there for a second. Honestly, you don't know what I think about? I was thinking about food, because now I'm getting hungry. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
So they've always done the one long weekend, and apparently it got popular enough and was filling up enough that they've now added a second week.
Yeah, and so it got popular enough that, I'm kidding now, sorry.
I'm going to crawl over there and smack the shit out of you.
Don't leave your microphone behind.
Because everybody wants to hear that loud and clear.
I'm sure.
Oh, do they really?
Okay. Oh my god, the spike on our recording device. Anyway, please continue. That hurt.
So it's been popular enough that they have now added a second week. And so there are 2 weeks of Passion in Paradise back to back. And we are slated in for the first week, weekend, whatever. It's 4 or 5 days, I guess, Thursday to Monday. So we came up a little bit ahead of time. We came up the Friday evening before to spend a bit of time in Daintree.
Our goal was to get our adventure on before we went to Passion. So we, having not been to this area of Queensland before, we wanted to get over and done with all the stuff that, the exciting stuff, before we did the exciting stuff. I think for me at least, what I look at Passion for is to just chill out. Once we're there, I don't want to leave the resort. And it's not a big resort. I think it's 22 rooms, a single restaurant,
not
a single 29, bar.
29, but okay. Something.
So it's 20-something rooms, a single restaurant, a single bar. So it's not gigantic. It's definitely not Desire or one of the other Mexican resorts. But I still sort of want to have that mentality. That once I'm there, I'm there.
Yeah. And so we came up the week before to do all of the adventure stuff so that, you know, we could get the snorkeling at the Great Barrier Reef done ahead of time, which we've done that before, but we wanted to do it again. And so we could do that. We could do some other water things, like there's, you know, river cruise, bird watching, just exploring the rainforest area.
Lots of hikes, walks.
Yeah, because it's just such a gorgeous area that we wanted to be able to enjoy it. And then go to the resort and just chill out and relax.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about doing things and, you know, scheduling and whatever.
And trying to get away and back to the resort.
Right. So Passion as well, it's held at a clothing optional resort, which is awesome because then you can, it's warm enough and humid enough, even at this point in the spring, that you can be naked outside easily.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, no problems whatsoever. So if you want to, you have that option. You don't have to. But it is a swingers takeover. And I think that was one of the reasons why we wanted to kind of do all of our adventure stuff beforehand and spend time at the resort so we can meet people that are coming from all over Australia and be able to talk with them and hang out with them and mingle and really spend time with them if they're around.
Yeah. And if they're not, that's fine too. Because we've got plenty of stuff that we want to do.
Yeah.
For the podcast, for the website.
And just relaxing and whatnot. So, yeah. So at Passion, like we said, it's Thursday to Monday. So there's 4 nights. Is that right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yes. Yeah. Both of us. That was great. we're not good at counting. Hey, look, we're on holiday. We don't have to count.
The brain is not fully functioning. Yeah. So there are 4 nights, and every night has a theme party.
Yes. Do we want to talk about that yet, or are we...
Yeah, let's go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Right. So the first night is tropical or Seven Deadly Sins. We're not really sure. Originally, it was both. And then it seems like the Seven Deadly Sins thing was dropped, which I'm not exactly sure why, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Because it was mentioned in one of the first emails.
Yes.
Or maybe two. I know it was mentioned at the very beginning. Yeah, and then it got somehow changed to tropical, and we asked the organizer about it, and she was basically like either or kind of thing, and then thereafter all we saw was tropical.
Yeah, and so, I'll be honest, those two things to me, they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, but
they're quite different.
They're very different. That's a different feel and a different attitude.
Because the costume I was thinking of for Seven Deadly Sins is very different than tropical.
Yes. What were you going to think? What were you going to do?
So, as a side note,
we're not going to tell you what any of our costumes are. We promise to take pictures of all of them and post them on Twitter as we wear them. But, yeah, just so you can get an idea of how in-depth and detailed we were going to get these.
So what I was going to do for the Seven Deadly Sins was, so my first thought was to go for sloth.
Okay.
And do, like, a sloth, like the animal.
Okay.
But then we talked to Lolo Lady.
Yeah.
And she had the same idea.
Exactly. So because like, you two are fucking the same. Yeah, you're all both on the same page.
So I was like, okay, we cannot do a sloth if she's going to do that.
Yeah.
So then you had the idea to do, it was greed and lust, was it, together?
Yeah.
So Mr. Adam then wanted to make like a, I'm going to say like a crocheted bikini for me with dollar bills hanging off of it so people could take dollars and whatever. And little by little, the bikini erodes. And then you end up with nothing. So it's both greed and lust.
That's, and I wanted to do a very similar thing for me, where I'm wearing trunks, and for every bill you take, it exposes takes a piece a little away. More.
Yeah.
So you do, the person who's doing it is greed, but you become lust.
Right.
This is the kind of detail. We're detail-oriented.
That was probably the deepest one we came up with. And then, you know, me with my, like, I'm going to say my silly, odd thinking that nobody else would ever get there, so it would never actually happen, is if we could get a group of us, of say 4 to 6 of us, to dress up as lions so we could be a pride.
I love you.
But nobody would ever get that.
You're a big goofball.
So I think the greed and lust thing would be better.
That actually is. So now thinking back, it would be funny to have like me as a male lion and then have stuffed lions all over me. What are you? I'm pride. And you could be the Queen Lioness.
Right.
All right, that would have been funny. Anyway.
But we decided not to go with the Seven Deadly Sins because it seemed to kind of fall away. So we went with more the tropical, thing.
Yeah. And again, you'll see pictures, whatever.
Yeah.
Second night?
The second night, I think, is the pajama party.
Yes.
So it's pajama themed.
Which is going to be really weird because we sleep naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my pajama is not going to be any different than my daytime attire there.
Yeah, basically it's very similar. It's very easy. I wear to work.
It's very easy to transition from daytime to nighttime.
Indeed. You know? So, the third night is the white party.
White party.
So, so we've got...
It's just white theme, so white clothing.
We went a bit darker with our white party.
Mm.
Not like that, but, you know, you'll see.
As far as the overall feel of it.
Yeah,
and the theme.
We took white and went bondage. So it's white bondage.
Yeah, and for me, I had to constantly remind myself when we were thinking about costumes for the white party that it will probably be light enough that it truly is a white party, not a glow party.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking as well.
Right, because a lot of our stuff now, because of our secret spot, doing the glow party every month, we have a lot of glow party stuff. And so I kept wanting to pull some of that out and use it. And then I would remind myself, no, that's not, this has to be white focused, not, because I suspect it's going to be, you know, there's going to be enough lights. It's not going to be the UV lights for the glow party. That's what I was thinking.
Because I've got my LED shirt as well, because I almost brought that
for
it. And I was like, no, it's not exactly,
No, so I had to always remind myself of that when we were thinking about costumes.
And then the last night is Arabian.
Arabian Nights.
Arabian Nights.
Yeah.
I think Aladdin.
That one was hard for us.
I think that's really difficult.
Yeah, that was difficult.
You know, it's one of those things that Arabian Nights to me is almost Aladdin. I think if you titled it like Aladdin or something like that.
No, that's what I think of as well. But for me, the Arabian Nights was hardest, especially for the boys, because we're in a tropical environment. And it's going to be so hot that you don't want to wear pants. You don't want to wear even a big loose shirt with long sleeves.
Right,
you don't want to wear a lot of clothing.
Yeah.
And so trying to think of an Arabian Nights costume that was minimal clothing, that was a little more difficult.
I'm basically going as Aladdin and Rocky from Rocky Horror Picture Show as their love child. That's basically what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
That's true.
It's going to be awesome.
That was the hardest one for me, just trying to figure out how to, you know, be cool enough in the environment and still stick with the theme.
And I'm actually really looking forward to seeing how seriously people take this. Because, you know, people could take these parties and, you know, sometimes at OSS you see that. You see, you know, out of five couples, four of them come in and they're like really dressed up. And one of them comes in and they're not even close to theme.
So my thinking, and we'll see if I'm correct or not, but I would guess that it would probably be 60 to 65% people that take it reasonably serious, at least make some sort of effort. Probably 20% that really make a serious, serious effort on any given night. And some people may focus more on one night than another. But there's always going to be a percentage that just really don't care enough and just, I'm going to guess, show up in their swimsuits and
that's
whatever.
That's my guess.
You know?
And that already disappoints me. But I can't judge yet.
No.
We're going with, you know, positive attitudes and optimistic.
Because ultimately you're there just to have fun. And
that's
the theme
right.
is, I think, the theme nights are more to get people interacting and get you mixing and mingling and talking about something.
Which is good. And I think that's exactly what it should be. And I'm, you know, but I'm
it's
also
not,
of the
it's
mindset.
It's not to see
like,
who could have the most outrageous costume. I think it's more to get people mingling.
And if you can be clever or you know, do something interesting, I think that's positive.
Yeah.
You know, but my attitude as well is if you're going to one of these parties and you're paying to go to a resort, you know, if you're already committing that much, both monetarily and time, commit effort to becoming, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And so, and the other side of this is, you know, we're also going with Lolo Lady and the Ginger Tramp.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that Ginger Tramp and I have put the most effort into costumes.
You think so?
Most guys are lazy. They'll let their partners decide what they wear. You know, they'll just go along with it. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm really hoping I'm wrong. But that's one of my expectations.
It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. And I will say that I know one of Ginger Tramp's costumes already.
Oh my God.
And it is fucking amazing.
So excited.
We're going to have to put a picture up on Twitter.
We definitely will. I cannot wait to get my picture taken with him. I mean, like seriously.
Because as soon as he sent it.
I almost peed myself.
As soon as he sent a picture of what it was, before he even bought it, I was like, oh my God, you have to get that.
It was one of those things. I was talking to somebody else and I saw the picture and I was like, oh my God. And I screenshot it and then sent it to that person. I said, I know somebody who's going to wear this. And the response I got back was basically LOL.
So we'll have to put a picture up of that one. Yeah.
So excited. Yeah. Do we want to talk about other expectations?
Well, first let's go to how did we find out about it?
Oh, that's probably smart.
Because
let's start at the beginning.
Passion in Paradise is not something that is, I'm going to say, really hugely advertised as far as we've seen. Not as much as, at least in the lifestyle, not as much as like Desire and places like that in Mexico.
Right.
Because those are known clothing optional resorts. They're well known for swingers as far as frequenting them and whatnot. But because Passion is a resort takeover, it's not something that's, you know, any day of the year, you cannot go to this resort and just find a bunch of swingers. That's
correct.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
So don't expect that. so this is a, you know, one now 2 week out of the year type of thing that you can go and find swingers.
Right. And because the resort normally, is an LGBT.
Right.
I think mostly gay.
Right.
Resort. So... You
so
know,
you have to set your expectations ahead of time.
Yeah, your expectations. So if you go, it's a gay resort,
and
most commonly.
Yeah, and I think we found out about it because we were talking about going to Desire in Mexico, and it was one of those, I wonder if there's any Australian equivalent to Desire.
Right, so, or anything. I think I searched for it, and I was like, is there anything closer? I was happy with Asia or Australian or New Zealand.
Right.
Antarctica, probably not.
Or South Pacific or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we started looking to see if there was anything closer that was a bit like Desire. And that's how we really first found it.
It was a Google search. You're
right. Yeah. And then we later, then not too long after, as we were looking into it more, we found it on RHP.
Yes.
The Red Hot Pie.
Because they had it on their events page.
Yep. So we found it on there. But again, when they were doing the 1 week filled up so fast that I was really happy that this year they're doing the 2 week because then we were able to get in.
Yes.
I think by the time we found it, if they had not added the second week, we would not have been able to get a spot.
Yeah. So it's, as we understand it, it's one of those things that as soon as you do it, people are going, okay, I'm going to do this next year. Go ahead and sign me up kind of thing. Which makes it, it's like Comic-Con. It makes it very difficult for new people to actually go in and be able to get in. But I know at some point I talked to Lawrence at OSS and asked him about it. And he was like, oh, yeah, we've never done it, but we've always wanted to do it. And
I thought they had been before.
I don't think they have, but they always wanted to.
For some reason, I thought they had.
No, he knows the people who are organizing it. But I don't believe that they've done it before. And so we were like, oh, we're going to do that. And he was like, oh, we'll do it too. What week are you going? And that was basically how it how it sort of happened.
So that's interesting then, because we already know there are a number of couples that we know that are, it's their first time going.
Yes.
And for some reason, I thought that they had been before. So then I think, I don't think we know anybody then that has been before, do we?
No. To of the people we've spoken to, even so now,
because we've got
there's a big kick group.
Yeah.
Most of the people, and I know one of our podcast listeners, because I posted it, they are coming from Perth.
That'd be exciting. Yeah.
I'm excited to meet them. It's going to be so much fun to finally put faces with interactions. And I think it's their first time, so it's a lot of first timers.
That's kind of exciting.
So there's now a kick group, and a lot of the people have said, you know, this is our first time. So that's really exciting.
I think it'll be awesome
to be part of that.
And like you said, you know, the podcast listeners that are coming, they're from Perth, and we know people from Melbourne that are coming, people from Sydney, there's people from Brisbane, and just really all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's
all
kind
over Australia.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to get people from all over the country, some of which we've interacted with, many of which we've not, but just to get everyone together and just, you know, you still have something in common. You have that common thread.
Yeah.
And everybody is so friendly and just such a positive attitude.
Well, already, the kick messages have been great. You know, everybody's excited. You know what I mean? I guess that makes sense because we're all going on vacation. Woohoo!
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's got that excited kind of feel to it. And there's a bit of electricity to the kick group.
So I'm going to ask you this because, you know, you do all the beginning hard work bits. But when signing up for Passion, what did you have to do? Was it literally just go on and sign up?
No.
Was there a vetting process? What had to happen?
We, and I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure I sent her an email or you filled out, that's right, I filled out an online form with my email address, name, phone number. I'm pretty sure I had to include 2 or 3 pictures of us together.
Did you have to include RHP profile?
There was an option for an RHP profile or maybe adult matchmaker,
but she
wanted to see the profiles.
Yeah.
And then within a couple of days, because I remember I was actually in Canberra when she first called, within a couple of days, she called me and she and I had a conversation on the phone and, you know, where she told me exactly how much it cost, what my options were, because this was really early. So we're currently in October. And I'm pretty sure I booked this or I started the booking process in January. So, you know, we're looking way ahead in time, but I did that too, because I wanted the room that I wanted kind of thing. And we got the room, the beachfront room.
Yeah. We got the oceanfront.
Yeah. And there was only 5 or 6 of those.
Yeah.
There are not many
of
them. So she was very easy to talk to, gave us a lot of information. And I know that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
After she and I talked, you and I talked, mm-hmm. and then I called her back and said, all right, we're definitely in. What do you need from me? And she just took a credit card, and then we paid it off in four segments.
Yeah.
People are out there in podcast land are going to ask, how much did it cost? And I'm going to answer, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We'd have to look it back up and see.
Yeah, I feel like maybe we should look it up. I think it was a couple grand.
Yeah.
I think $2,100 is what's in my mind.
Well,
for the entire time. And we get...
I think it was more, though, because of the beachfront room.
Maybe 26 then.
I want to say that was closer to $3,000.
Okay, so then 26, 27.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up and see. Yeah.
So,
if anybody really wants to know, send us a message.
Yeah, if you really want to know, send us a direct message or an
email. It might be on their website, too. I'm not sure.
I think it's on their website, but I'm not 100% certain. But, you know, the package comes with the room, of course. There's two meals included. And
two dinners, some breakfast.
Two dinners, and I think every breakfast is included. Yeah. And everything else is sort of a la carte. There's a restaurant, like we said.
And a bar.
And again, we'll be able to tell you more next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Should we get into some of our expectations of the resort?
Sure.
Because now we'll preface this with, we've never been to this resort before.
No.
We've only seen a handful of pictures online of it.
Yes. We figured out where it was. We're not going to tell you.
No.
Because, you know, it's kind of a secret. But we did spy on it on Google Maps.
Yeah. But yeah, so we really have nothing. We have no idea what to expect from the resort other than just what's in our imaginations. So we can talk about that.
Oh.
And then next week, we'll see how accurate our imaginations are.
Yeah, I would love to actually do some podcasting too from while we're there with other couples, whoever is willing to chat with us. We're talking to you, Lolo Lady and Ginger Tramp.
And anyone else out there.
Jess and Lawrence. Anyway, and anyone else.
Yes.
You know.
Anybody else we can wrangle into it?
Our lovely friends from Perth.
Uh-huh.
So yes, what's something that you're...
So what I expect, first of all, is we know that it's a beachfront resort.
Yes.
You
expect a beach.
I do expect...
You're really disappointed if there's not a beach.
Right. I do expect a beach. I expect it to be a smaller beach because we know it's a smaller resort.
Yes.
So I don't expect it to be like a huge sweeping, you know, sand for as far as you can see kind of thing. I expect it to be a little bit smaller. Scale-wise, reminiscent of Cobblers in Sydney, the nude beach.
I agree.
So because Cobblers is a smaller nude beach than some of the other nude beaches, and I expect that to be how this resort is.
I agree completely.
Is, you know, decent sized, but not, again, not sand as far as the eye can see. So a bit more of a cove, perhaps, what I expect.
I also want to preface this for any of our listeners who are not in Australia and don't know this. It was a surprise to both of us the first time we hit Cairns. There is no beach in Cairns. And so this resort is just north of Cairns by about 30, 45 minutes.
It's between Cairns and Port Douglas.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're looking at a map, it's far northeast. We're talking, if you were to pick Australia up and set it down in the U.S.
New Hampshire?
It's almost New Hampshire. Yeah, it's way the fuck up there. But Cairns has no beach. It's mudflats. So as the tide goes out, you're looking long, football field and a half, soccer field and a half away before you see the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the tide comes in, all the way up to the little piers that they have, the boardwalk, the water is only, you know, 2 or 3 feet deep, maybe, or if you're metric, almost a meter deep.
The mudflats are kind of cool, though.
The mudflats are amazing to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said mudflats.
I was going to say
I did say that. I caught myself. The mudflats.
I was going to call you out on that.
I love your mudflaps, baby. The mudflats are amazing to see. But if you're not expecting it and you think, oh, this is a beach town, this is a coastal town, it was quite a surprise the first time to see that. So looking at it again, you know, going farther north, a lot of the beaches that we've passed on our drive up here to where we are are very rocky beaches. So big rocks and then a little bit of sand. And I'm sort of expecting, like you, a small covey beach with big rocks on either side of it.
So I was going to say, many of the beaches we've passed, and there's been a variety. There have been some that are rocky. There have been some that have had a decent amount of sand from, you know, like the car park out to the water. But they still have rocks or little scrubby bushes up towards the, I'm going to say, like where people are, kind of that side of it. But there's still sand between there and the water. There was one that we passed that was that long sand as far as the eye could see kind of thing.
But there were still big rocks and tidal pools.
There were. And yeah, there are kind of like rocky, hilly bits next to them and the tidal pools, which is kind of cool. I really like that.
Yeah, I love tidal pools. Yeah. Like growing up, like I remember reading all the books about tidal pools. So I'm sort of hoping there's tidal pools near, because I want to look at the animals that live in tidal pools. Anyway, but that's not sexy, and you people aren't tuning in to listen about my appreciation of marine biology.
No. So we do know that the resort is smaller, as we've talked about. We know that it has a bar and a restaurant.
Which is all that's really important.
Right. A pool and a jacuzzi.
Yes.
I think it's a 12-person jacuzzi, I heard.
Okay. And an 8-person pool. Kidding. The look you gave me was great.
I was like, how did you know that? I've not seen that anywhere.
your eyes got like, what? And then there was that, anyway.
I was trying to imagine this 8.
The pool before. Actually fits inside the jacuzzi.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to call out someone here.
Oh, God.
Poor Lolo Lady. I'm calling you out, girl. So I'm pretty sure Lolo Lady's going to complain about towels, and they're not going to be enough towels. Because that girl likes her towels. I've never seen someone go through towels like her. She's going to complain that there's no laundry facility.
Is there an iron in the room?
Because she'd be like, where's my iron? Where's my where's my iron? She doesn't sound like that, but...
No, she doesn't.
In my mind, she does. She's more screechy.
And hopefully she doesn't get eaten by a crocodile on the beach.
Oh my God, she's going to...
Because there are crocodiles around.
Let me just say, everybody knows this. And Lolo Lady, you know I love you more than... Anyway... she has warned me since we all booked about swimming in the ocean here and getting eaten by crocodiles. She has said multiple times she is not getting in the ocean because of crocodiles. She's afraid that I'm going to get eaten by crocodiles because clearly I'm stupid, and will get in the ocean. Every time I've joked about getting in the ocean or said I'm going to get in the ocean, she's like, you're going to get eaten by a crocodile. So, I'm pretty sure Lolo Lady will be disappointed if there is not a serious crocodile attack.
All right. We may have to organize this for her. We'll just send somebody out in the, like, at dusk whenever it's feeding time.
Jeez, the dark. Yeah, and then
Lolo... Well, we can maybe get a chicken to do it or something instead, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Again, dark. Poor chicken.
So I will say, given what I expect the size of the resort to be, speaking of Lolo Lady and Ginger Tramp, so Ginger Tramp is a big runner.
The man is healthy as hell.
Yes, he is.
We all hate him, but he's so fucking healthy.
Right. But it, because I expect it to be a smaller resort, and I've seen the main road that it's off of, and the main road is not one that you're really going to run on.
No, that is not safe. Those cars will run you the fuck over.
Yeah, so therefore, I picture Ginger Tramp running back and forth on this tiny little beach for like 16 kilometers. Like 16 kilometers is going to be like this little tennis match, watching him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Ding, 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 ding. How many times has he gone? He's up to 250 out of 7,000.
Yeah.
Go, Ginger Tramp. You'll make the marathon. It's a beach marathon. Woo!
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that
I hope he
out.
Runs naked.
I do too. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I really want to see his junk just going gunk ka gunk da gunk ka dunk. Those are my sounds, right? Ding 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 dunk ka dunk ka dunk ka dunk. I guess with him it'd be godong 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 godong. Yeah. Awesome. Look, see, I'm telling the people he's hung.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway. So yeah, that's gonna be great.
Mm-hmm. I am kind of curious as well, because the jacuzzi, it does say that it is a 12-person jacuzzi. I'm curious to see how many people end up getting in that thing.
Well, there's already been chatter on the Twitter feed, Kick feed, about how many people are going to get in there. And so we've already made the guess that at some point...
it's going to overflow and run dry. I think there's a
12-person, they're going to have 18 people in it, and then it's going to look like, you know when your mom used to make hot dogs for you? and they like stuff all the hot dogs into the boiling water, and all the water came out, and you pull the hot dogs out, and then there's like an inch and a half of water in the bottom of the pot. Yeah. I'm expecting that. Bunch of people in there, and you pull them out, and the water, you like,
are you gonna ankle get in? Deep.
So, good question, and I'm glad you asked that.
Oh God.
Do I want to get in? No, I don't want to get in. Will I get in? Probably, because of peer pressure.
But it's going to be hot, and we are in the tropics, so you've got hot water in a hot environment.
I don't really want to do it for that, so we'll see. I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to say I don't want to and probably not. But I am one that succumbs to peer pressure.
What if it was like an ice koozie in the tropics instead of a hot jacuzzi?
But then people would be like, ah, it's too cold.
Would you get into it then?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like if it was
so if it was like really frigid water?
Not an ice koozie. Let's say it's a chilkoozie.
A what?
A chilkoozie.
Chilkoozie. Okay.
You get in and you chillax and it's all cool. I'm chillaxing. And it's like not too hot, but it's still bubbly. I like that. I like bubbles. Yeah. I'm more apt to get in the pool. I will definitely get in the pool.
Right.
Like, honestly, one of my sort of fantasies, and this is from reading, and I probably should have said this from the very beginning, actually. My expectations, what is it really like? So I want to say it's like Cooper Beckett's Approaching the Swingularity.
Yeah.
But like the abridged version. Like if you got the Cliff Notes version of that book.
So the light version of.
So the Cliff Notes version of Cooper's book, which I feel like we should message Cooper and say, hey, dude, make a Cliff Notes version of your book. Cooper, if you're listening to this, make a Cliff Notes version of your book. But in that book, and then also in other like sexy swinger stories that I've read, a guy gets a blowjob while he's sitting on the side of a pool and the girl's in the pool. That's on my list. I want that to happen.
Okay.
Just as an FYI for anyone who's listening and for you who is listening.
You mean I make your fantasies come true?
Let's not go that far. What I think we should say is you could make my fantasies come true.
Oh, okay. Right.
Of course you make my fantasies come true. I love you.
So one of my other expectations of the resort, because, I mean, come on, let's be honest, it's a whole bunch of swingers taking over this resort. I expect to hear sex at all times. Yeah, day, night, I don't care. I want to hear people fucking.
Get up to pee at 4 a.m. You're like, God damn it, shut up. Just come already. That's really great.
Yeah. I totally expect to hear that.
I do too.
Also because I don't know, I'm going to guess, given how places are around here, that it's not very soundproof.
Yeah.
And it's hot and humid, so all the windows and doors are open. I mean, where we... been staying, it's the same way. Windows, doors open. People, they can hear us. Well, I don't care.
The place we just left had really no AC. And we were sharing a wall with people. I mean, granted, I think you had to go through our bathroom and then their bathroom to get to their bedroom.
Yes.
But again, there was no locks on the doors. Nope. We had our screen door open at all times. Our window open to screen at all
times.
We
didn't even have the curtains closed because you don't want to block that airflow.
No, of course not. Yeah. And so the poor Belgian couple that stayed next to us. I kept waiting for him or her to walk past our room and get an eyeful of, because we sleep naked as well, and we didn't change that.
Nope.
And I get hot in the middle of the night, so I kick the sheets off, so I'm butt-ass naked right there on the bed. Mm-hmm. And it's dark, but it ain't that dark.
Well, my theory is, it's only, like you always say, it's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, it's, you know, we're all human, and we're going to get hot, they're going to get hot, I'm not going to... You know,
it's only awkward if you make it awkward, which is why every time I heard them open their door, I got to the end of the bed and started jacking off while staring at the screen door. Yeah. Yeah. You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, yeah, because
I didn't
of,
really do that. I should.
No, he didn't. But because of it, everything being open and whatever, I do fully expect to hear sex at all times, day or night. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. That should be fun.
Yeah. But I will say that Mr. Adam told me, and he probably doesn't remember this, but a couple days ago we were talking about it because it is so humid and
I do remember this.
I like the humidity and my body loves it. Like I'm just absolutely at home in the tropics.
Since we've been here, we've only been here, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
Your skin is like beautiful and radiant. Your hair is glowing and shiny.
Yeah, my skin is so much better in the humidity. My hair doesn't get oily.
Out. My hair is split in city. It's
no, like my body loves the tropics. And Mr. Adams does not so much. And so he said that he doesn't he's like, I'm going to have to take so many showers when we're there because I'm not going to want to touch people because it's going to be sticky and icky. And I'm like, but it's great. Like, I don't actually feel sticky really at all. But even so, I don't care if you're sticky. Like, let's just. It's all about doing
it's really
it.
Funny. We're sitting naked in a room. We don't have the AC on, but all the doors and windows are closed and the fan is on. And I still feel sticky. Like, if you touch the back of my neck, it's sticky. That's gross. And we just jumped out of the shower.
And I don't feel sticky whatsoever.
No. Yeah, because you're radiant and beautiful.
I just need the humidity. I need tropics. I'm a tropical girl.
You are a tropical girl.
We need a Sydney in the tropics. Like, someplace with a lot of culture.
Polynesian princess all over the world.
Culture and swingers clubs, and then we can go to the tropics.
We do.
Yeah.
We'll give it time. With global warming, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. So what do you expect from the resort itself as far as the setup goes?
I mean, I don't know what you mean by setup. Like,
the buildings, the resort, like the actual resort itself, not the layout.
I expect it to be dated. I do expect. I fully expect it to be dated. I expect.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just the way I feel. It's funny because I look at like the place that we stayed when we first landed in Cairns. I think the last time it was updated was in probably 74. That place was a fucking mess. Thank you, Ibis. And then the last place we went to was really nice. And they were talking about they're updating it. And I was like, all right, well, you don't really need to. It's probably was last updated in the early 2000s, within the last decade.
I would say so.
And then this place we're in right now, I honestly feel like was updated within the last 5 years. This place is fucking posh.
Yeah.
Now, looking at where we will be staying at Passion, I sort of feel like, I don't know. I feel like this is bad and judgmental, but I almost feel like, all right, it's going to be updated in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Not yet the 2000s, but probably the 96 to 99.
I'm
hoping for hardwood floors and not carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. I would expect hardwood floors given the environment. Just because it is so humid, you don't want carpet.
Yeah, but you look at where we were in Cairns, there was carpet there.
Sure, there was carpet there.
And that carpet was stained as... It looked like somebody had died in our room.
I will say that I would tend to agree with you as far as... late 90s, maybe early 2000s, just because when I look around at places around here, and we've only been in a handful of places, but a lot of them do seem dated, unless they are the, like, really high-end eco kinds of places and that type of thing.
And maybe that's what this place is. I have no idea what this place charges on a normal...
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah.
No clue. But it also, to me, seems like it's a lot harder... because of the environment, because it is so humid, to keep things updated and to keep it nice and whatever. True. And so it seems like that's going to happen less frequently.
Yeah.
And so whereas a normal, say, resort or hotel may update every 5 to 10 years, I would say stretch it out to every 15, 17 years.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's going to be that much more expensive to get things up here to do it. And it all takes that much more abuse.
You know, and just to let people know kind of like what environment we're talking about, because you say rainforest, of course. The other day we were at a place that actually at 9:15, 9:30 in the morning, they had a what the current weather is. And the current weather was just under, I think it was 24.8 degrees Celsius.
I thought it was 26.
Oh, was it 26.8? Okay, so 26.8 degrees Celsius. So just under 27 degrees. And just over 81% humidity.
Yeah.
So it is.
And that's at 9 something in the morning.
And that was, 9:15, 9:30 in the morning. So it is hot and humid. So there's a lot of.
And a lot of places don't have AC.
No.
Or at least they encourage you not to use it if there is. But most places don't have it. And that's, I would say that's more of a Australia-wide thing.
Oh, yeah.
In general, that a lot of Americans aren't going to understand because.
No.
And I would, in Europe, I think the places I've been in Europe are somewhere in between. Some have it, some don't, whatever. But there's very little AC in a lot of these places. And I don't mind it whatsoever, but it is, you know, just means that it's that much more humid inside. And so, you know, the furniture, the flooring, everything is just...
It needs to be humidity friendly.
It has to be tough, yeah. It has to be able to resist that.
So I don't know. What do you expect?
And also, well, and I would say as well that because just driving around here a bit, there aren't big major highways.
No.
The highway, quote unquote, is a 2-lane road. And when you meet a truck, you're like, holy shit, I hope that he stays on his side of the road because I'm staying on my side and hope we don't hit.
2-lane windy through the mountain.
Kind of. And so to get materials up to refurbish places, I think would be a lot more expensive and harder, especially the further north you go and you have to cross the river and whatever. And you know, yeah, it just seems a little more difficult. So that's why I expect places to kind of stretch it out and not update as frequently. But I expect it to be maybe a little dated, but still nicely taken care of.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
That's what
I expect
hope
it to be clean. Yeah. I expect it to be well cared for.
Yes.
I don't care if a place is dated. I kind of like a bit of character to places.
And me too. I'm okay with because it being that, 20 years old.
Yeah.
As long as it's clean and well kept.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be super modern. I'm okay with that.
Which is why I'm glad you're okay with me, because, you know, I'm dated.
And, yeah, you are.
And but I'm well kept, and all of my logbooks are full.
Yeah. But I will say, like, almost anywhere that I traveled to in general, I really wish we'd brought the black light. Because it's always, when you're in a hotel, you always wonder, if I turn the black light on in here, what would I see?
I'm always reminded of, there was an episode in the American version of The Office where they turn on, they're in a hotel room, they turn on a black light, and Michael Scott goes, "Ugh, what is that?" And Dwight goes, "Blood, urine, or semen?" And Michael goes, "Oh God, I hope it's urine." And you never think about that, but you're like, yeah, I really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Awesome.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what about the people? What do you expect for people? Because we know it's a group of swingers.
Yes. I'm hoping for the similar, I'm assuming for a similar dichotomy of what you get in OSS at any one time.
Okay.
And by that I mean the vast majority are attractive. The vast majority are at least, you know, I'm going to say fit. But what I mean is like.
Comfortable.
You can still be well overweight, but still
be comfortable in your skin.
It's
a mindset more than anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, just be happy with who you are and comfortable. I think actually is a better word than fit, because I don't mean like exercise fit.
Yeah.
I mean mentally fit.
Yeah.
And
you want to be there to have a good time and positive attitude.
Positive attitude would be awesome.
I expect, and especially now that we have this kit group going with some of the people, I expect a positive attitude from most of the people. And the kit group has been very positive. And people are excited. They're, you know, ready.
They're ready to have fun.
Yeah, they're ready to have fun and talk about things and communicate with people.
So what I'm concerned about, which is what I'm always concerned about in these kind of situations, is people who just, let's just fuck. I don't want to talk to you. Let's just fuck.
Yeah.
Those people won't get my attention. You know, if you're not capable of having a conversation with us, we're not going to play with you. And that's what I'm sort of concerned about, but I'm not really. I think that's just sort of a fear that I always have.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see about that.
Yeah.
What I would like to see is bisexuality. That'd be awesome. Like boys and men who are comfortable with being touched by other boys or men. You don't have to even touch me. I'm happy doing all the work.
Yeah.
I am very happy doing all the work.
Well, I know that we looked through, so the organizer did send out the RHP profiles for everyone who's going. And so we were able to look through and see who's coming. And there were a few who were both
experimental.
There was one or two couples, I think, that were both bisexual. But there were a few where the guys were experimental, the girl may be bi-curious or whatever.
Right.
And while it wasn't a huge number, when you look at the proportions compared to the overall swinger population, I would say it's probably proportionate.
It is. Any more, it's
because
funny.
It might only be one or two couples that were fully bi and then a few that were experimental, but out of 20-something couples, that's about proportionate.
That number's growing. So, you know, in the past 6 months, and I feel like we've podcasted a bit about this in the past, in the recent 6 months, what I've noticed is that there's a lot more men who are switching their preferences from, you know, straight to experimental to a few more bisexual even,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. It's fantastic to see, and it's, you know, I think it's very heartening.
Yeah, definitely. And just for people to be comfortable and able to admit that, you know, whether these are people that have felt this way and are just now kind of, I'm going to say, making it public or making it more known, or whether they're really just kind of experimenting and getting to that point and saying that, yeah, I like this and it's something that's okay with me.
Yeah.
And that can look different for everyone. You know, some people, if you really want to get into the semantics, are the, what is it, homo-accepting, hetero-flexible, all that
stuff. Homo-accepting.
So it can look different for you in all different ways, but that's part of once you meet with someone, you can have that conversation as to how you want it to look and what works for you.
Right.
But just being open to the idea, I think, is really great. And that's definitely the first step, for sure.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I have, like, if I can give a single blowjob over the next 4 days, I will be a happy boy. That's all I want. Is that too much to ask? And I'm good. I have references.
That's true. You
ask
do.
The gentleman.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Should we move on to prep for the week?
Sure.
All right. So we've already talked about how I did some shaving on you this evening. Some trimming, let's say.
Yeah, some trimming. Because I still need to do shaving. There
will still be full shaving to happen.
And I'm wearing a Wookiee beard at this point, which is really uncomfortable for me. I don't like it. But
Yeah. So there will be some full shaving that happens because, you know, well, that has to happen before you go to anything like this. So there's always
It doesn't have to happen.
Well, no. But for us,
it has to happen.
We're more comfortable if it happens.
Yeah, we are. And it's about our own comfort. We don't care if you're fuzzy.
No, but we're comfortable with ourselves if we're clean shaven.
Not fuzzy.
Yeah. So that's just, again, being comfortable in your skin, whatever that is.
That's the vast majority of it is getting comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot of prep for the costumes.
Yes.
So because of all the theme nights, some of the costumes because we knew we were doing this, I forget whether we actually paid our money before or after we went back to the States for holiday.
Some of it before because.
Okay. Yeah. So then we knew we were doing it for sure. And we were at the costume shop in LA. There was a big Halloween shop. And so we were like, all right, well, we know there's going to be this night and this night. And whether we used it or not, we went ahead and got some costume bits.
Buy it as a just in case.
Yeah, just in case. And some of the parts we've used, some I don't think we're going to. But it was one of those, we had it in the back of our mind ahead of time that there are going to be these theme nights. So some of it came from when we were in the U.S. There was a little bit we got from Europe when we were there.
Yep.
So we have a very multicultural
theme. We do. It's U.S., Europe, and Australia.
And some last-minute Australian thrown together. Yeah. So we're a little bit all over the place there. And we know some of the people have put a lot of work into their costumes.
Yes.
Some not so much.
Well, we don't know that yet.
But again, it will be interesting.
We assume that. I think it's safe to assume that.
So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I would say that some of ours we've put more work into. Some of our costume nights are a little more on the lax side.
Yeah, we've been relaxed on a couple of them. But a couple of them, I think we've put a lot of effort into.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. Honestly, again, not knowing the resort or the event and how things go, I'm really hoping for some dancing.
So for some what?
Dancing.
Oh, dancing would be great.
So we'll see if there ends up being any dancing there.
I hope so. I doubt it, but I hope so.
Yeah.
Karaoke would be fun, too.
Yeah.
I know, I'm the only person on earth. Like, we just lost half our listeners. But I like karaoke, so.
Yeah. I like to listen to you sing karaoke.
Aw, I'm always singing to you.
I know. And just as a, because I have no earthly idea what to expect or anything, we did bring a couple of toys.
Oh,
we brought the strap-on and the strapless strap-on.
And honestly, this was based on listening to Cooper's book, you know, so thank you, Cooper.
We may not use
it. May not use it, but every woman in his book had a strap-on with her at any given time. Yeah. So I was like, all right, you should carry a strap-on and carry it around with you. So,
well, I may not carry it around with me, but I'll at least have it in the room.
You can have it in your little gray bag.
I don't think we're going to be far from the room at any given time.
You never know.
That's true.
You might need.
Yeah. That's true. Right now, this second. Whip it out.
Whoosh.
Right.
Yeah.
But we brought that and the strapless one. And maybe a couple other things. But I will say, and now that we're up here, thank goodness we did, we brought 2 packs of the After Dark Intimate Wipes.
Oh my God, yes.
Which I can see getting well used.
Yeah. which I've already used a couple of times because, you know, I feel nasty.
Yeah.
I rub them all over my body, like my back of my neck, which we've already discussed. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
So I can see that being good. So we've done a little bit of prep. But I would say most of it was probably in the costume category than anything.
Yeah.
And then a bit of, what do we take? I don't know. This is a bit of a learning experience. So we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we needed and what we maybe brought and didn't need. And
I'm sure there's plenty of stuff we brought that we did not need.
Probably. We're also doing a sex ed in the city class we're there.
We approached the organizer and asked her if we could do one of our classes because, of course, Miss Jiff is going to be here with us.
Yes.
And so we're going to do one of our fetish wear.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah. We're doing one of our fetish
BDSM
like kind of classes.
So just for that, I got handcuffs shaved into my undercut in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to my hairdresser recently and she was like, what design do you want this time? And I said, well, we're doing this BDSM class. Can you do handcuffs? And she gave me this look and she was like, I can try. I was like, give it a go. We'll see what turns out.
Yeah.
And I think it turned out pretty well.
They look great. They look great. Everybody's like, are those handcuffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so some of the other things that they're doing is they're doing some kind of tantric massage class. Mm-hmm. One I'm really excited about is lap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we will raise a few eyebrows by the fact that I want to be the lap dancer, not the lap dancee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I can do all the moves. I would prefer being the dancer, not the dancee.
Right.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It'll be curious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be a good week. I really look forward to it. Again, we really have... Well, there's always some expectations. At the same time, we have no idea what to expect.
No, really.
Because we've not done it before. So, we've not met a lot of these people before. It's going to be a clean slate. And we'll just see what happens and how it is and what goes on. And
yeah. So when this podcast releases on Wednesday, the next day is when we arrive at Passion. So we will definitely tweet updates as to what's going on, what we're wearing. And we hope to podcast off and on during, and like we said before, we'd love to get some guest speakers on to get their opinions and attitudes.
And stories.
You've got questions, comments, concerns, or rude remarks for us or anybody who's listening, or I'm sorry, who's at the at Passion in Paradise, feel free to message us.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? Do I have to go through the
routine? Yes, you have to do it this time. As always.
This time. I was going to say, always. You have to do it this time. You mean like different than other times.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to message us, please, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at By the By Podcast, and you can direct message us there. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ByTheByPodcast. You can email us. We are at theatomsoflove@gmail.com. We've got a website. You can find us all of our information there. We also have coming up at the end of November, November 24th our fourth pendulum party.
Yes.
At our secret spot, who have been such a lovely host and big supporter of us. We can't say how much we love we can't say how much we love ourselves. We can't say how much we love our secret spot because they're our home base. But yeah, so we've got November 24th is the next Pendulum Party. Tickets are going to go on sale really soon.
Yeah, and we'll put a link up whenever they do.
Yeah.
But it's a good time for anyone who's curious, experimental. You just want to see what goes on. We've had a few gay couples, lesbian couples there. It doesn't matter. Anybody who wants to come out and have a good time and play and just, be comfortable who you are.
It's a safe place.
Yeah.
And that's what's really great about it, is it is a safe place. And, if you try something out and you don't like it, that's fine. You're still you.
Yeah, doesn't mean you have to do it again.
No, exactly. Like the golden showers.
Yeah.
But if you decide to do it the second time around, you might be like, all right, we can do this a third time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I have to pee again now, so maybe we should just go give it a go. I love that laugh. All right, so thank you guys for listening, and you'll hear more in the future.
Ooh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.